10 seconds. All right. You know what it is? You know who it is? We're back with the Thrive AmTap, episode 38. Today is going to be a 25-minute AmTap, and we're going to talk about the single most important thing about nutrition. All right? The fundamentals. We're going to talk about the fun, the dumb, and the mental side of nutrition. Shout out to my boy Rob for that one. So I want to ask a question right away before you say anything. When someone says nutrition, what's the first food that you think of?
Pizza.
Yeah, I think of cashews. What? I always have a taste of cashews in my mouth when someone talks about nutrition. That was the first question I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
I get that. I want people to think about that. It actually might have something to do with, like, I don't know, how you eat, what you crave.
Probably, right?
But yeah, I just automatically think of cashews.
Pizza is my single most favorite food. Has been my entire life. Nothing's ever going to change that.
Cool. Right. What do you got to say? What do you have to say?
So, yeah. So we're talking about the single most important aspect of nutrition as we see it. And there, I think being honest, this is largely opinion based. And I think that no matter who you talk to, no matter how much science supports someone's notion or whatever it is that they're supporting or whatever it is that they might be selling, and not to fault them for that, we all got to make a living, but a lot of these different aspects that we're going to go over today, they work. So it's more a matter of what you implement and what makes sense with your life. But for us, what we're going to discuss first and foremost is what we find to be the most important aspect of nutrition to us, and largely what we operate off of here as we work with people in nutrition here at Thrive.
Yeah, and we're gonna get into it. So do you want to go first? Like, do you want me to go first?
The single most important aspect of nutrition
is quality. It's quality.
Quality, yes.
I don't think anything else is more important than making sure that the food that you're eating is good quality food, because it'll affect everything else no matter what you're doing. Like, whether you go into macros, whether you go into, like, portion control, or you go in. And a lot of times food quality can solve a lot of those issues of, like, portion control. You're not gonna have to worry about eating so much of something if it's all right, you know. And I mean, obviously you can eat too much of a good thing too, but there's a lot more leeway of eating a lot of carrots than there is a lot of Oreos, you know, like making sure that everything that you put through your body is good, because also with that is whatever you put in is obviously going to come out in terms of performance, in terms of, like, energy, and in terms of, like, just overall mental state and things like that.
This is really interesting. So two things popped into my head when you were like, when you're focusing on quality, you're gonna find it may buffer or manage how much your consumption is, the quantity of the food that you're intaking. So two things popped in my head. The first one was cost. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, it depends on, you know, how much money you got or how much money you're willing to budget for your food. So usually higher quality food is a little bit more expensive, so you're probably not going to eat as much of it. So there's that. But then I flash back to a period of time where I consumed exclusively raw foods. So, and I don't want to say that I did a raw food diet per se.
Like raw meats?
Well, not meats, I didn't eat meat, but like, yeah, I didn't. Well,
stupid,
I mean,
question.
Well, you don't know what time frame of my life this was, so. You know, but it was during a phase that I was not eating meat, but I didn't cook anything. It doesn't mean that there was no preparation. So as far as my knowledge goes, when you're consuming or following a raw food diet, that means that you have food in its raw state. So if there's any sort of processing involved with that, then it would technically not be raw food. So like, I had tofu at the time, mm-hmm. which is super gross. To have a block of tofu, not cooked, no seasoning, nothing at all. But there's processing involved with tofu, so it wouldn't be a raw food per se.
Might as well get a tire.
But so, this was the other thing that, like, flashing back to this period of my life, I must have done this for, like, 3 months or something like that. And so, like, I didn't salt anything, I didn't add any seasoning to anything. I only had things raw. And like, when we were talking just at the beginning, like, cashews, you said, and using that as an example, if you were to have just raw, unsalted, not roasted cashews, being able to overconsume something like that relative to your body weight and your energy output and stuff like that, it would be hard to consume, like, overconsume cashews.
Cashews, spinach.
Cashews are delicious. Yeah, spinach. Like there are people that love spinach. I like spinach a lot, but after I have a couple of handfuls of it, I'm like, yo, I'm all set. Carrots. How many carrots are you really gonna eat with no dressing, no hummus, nothing added to it, not cooked? Mm-hmm. How many are you gonna do? So I, like, at the time would think about this, like, how much of something in its raw state would you actually consume? I never tried it out. I never, like, tried to eat the most amount of carrots that I could, but in that period of time, I definitely experienced, wow, like, I'm only going to consume so much of this stuff before I start to feel sick.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I think quality is, like, if you're worrying about quality in terms of, like, he's just talking about, then there's just going to be a lot more, like, you're going to get a lot more out of it too. So, like, more, even if you do overconsume carrots, like, you're going to be all right. Like, in what's really overconsuming in terms of, like,
yeah,
a carrot, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, so kind of going into that too, is that, like, quality should literally be the, in my opinion, the foundation of, like, anyone's nutrition plan. And it's a lot of the time the diets are diets for a reason, because the quality of the food isn't something that is thought about in the beginning like it should be. So when we start somebody, I know me personally, I'm sure Derek does to a certain extent too, like, we always start with making sure that, like, adding quality in, and then kind of, like, slowly adding stuff in, right?
Yeah.
Like, when you work with somebody, or when I work with somebody, and we work with somebody, first thing we're going to look at is, like, what are you actually eating, and, like, what can be a better option instead of, like, what you actually have. So looking at that option, or looking at it from that way, the first step is building the foundation, making sure that when you do step into those other aspects, like macro counting or like the portion control a little bit more, or the way that Derek does it, where he kind of just, like, goes by how he feels or looks, right? Like, just kind of controlling how you, so, like, it'll give you a better awareness also, and it'll give you a better foundation. So, like, when you do try these diets and you do come off of them, like, if you're trying to train for a sporting event as an athlete, it's a lot easier to lose weight when you're eating, like, really good, high quality foods. And then when it is that you come off of that, then it's going to be a lot easier to maintain that than it is, I was just eating whatever. And, like, at a certain level, there are athletes who, like, have to eat a certain level of food so they can keep competing. And there's only so much, like Derek said, there's only so many carrots and spinach that you can put in your mouth before you're like, ugh, like, I literally can't eat this anymore.
Yeah.
And you got to get the calories from somewhere. But, like, for the everyday person, if you're not worrying about nutrition and that's not your first step, then you're already putting yourself in a position down the line, maybe not immediately, but down the line, that you're either going to fail or you're going to start seeing a plateau. And it's one of those things that, like, when that plateau comes, without the foundation, it's the same thing we talk about in fitness. Like, if you don't have a foundation of strength, you're going to reach a point where, like, that's going to catch up to you, and you're going to have to take all this, like, a huge step back and work on strength and stability and all these things that people overlook. And when you're overlooking quality of food, it's going to come to a point where, like, you got to lose that extra 10 pounds or that extra 5 pounds, and you don't have the quality of food for it, and it's going to be borderline impossible, and it's going to take you a lot longer than it should have if you at the beginning you just said, all right, I'm going to worry about what I'm putting in my body, how much of it I'm eating, and then, or when I, like, what I'm actually putting into my body, and starting off there and building a solid foundation across, and that's where you're going to, like, see the most benefit down the line, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. So, and I'm a huge proponent of organic. So when I'm speaking of quality, I'm implying organic foods. And this is largely derived from this concept of the 85% rule. I've been listening to an audiobook by Ramit Sethi. What up, Ramit? The title of the book is I Will Teach You to Be Rich. And the point is, in the book, he talked about personal finance and saying that, like, you don't have to know everything, all the intricacies, all the details of finance in order to be able to do really well. So just understanding some of the basic concepts, you'll be able to do 85% of overall what it is that you need to accomplish. and that's going to be better than most. So thinking about if we're largely following or looking to acquire organic foods, I think about 85% of our nutrition is going to be taken care of for us. Number one, what it will do, and this is really, really important, this is why I really encourage people to do this, is it's going to force you to look through a lens that limits your options in what you choose to eat. That is, it inserts a pause. You stop before you go out to eat. You stop before when you go to the store, you're making up your grocery list. You stop for a second. You're like, well, that's not organic, or I can't find that organic. I have to find this option organic. Now, of course, restaurants are limited in that, but that's also a beautiful thing because it's going to make you stop to try and find different options for food or going out to eat that may have organic foods or may have farm-to-table options. And then there's dessert. Well, it's like, well, if I'm not having organic dessert, now I'm not having dessert. So it starts to really cut down your options or your ability to have those foods that we know are going to create some sort of weight gain or keep us at the weight that we're at. So this is what I really love about it. It creates pause for you. Now, organic, in all honesty, doesn't necessarily ensure quality per se, as we were just talking about with desserts and sugar and just high carb foods in general that may be excessive. Doesn't mean that we're going to be able to get a good balance always. But as I said, you know, it's going to help create that pause for us and then limit our options, helping us to navigate things a little bit more clearly. And it's also going to get us a little bit closer to consuming foods and more of what their natural state actually is.
What do you say to people who say organic is just a way to charge more money to make more moolah?
So, I mean,
I would say this a lot. So
Yeah. So, I mean, and for some people, this isn't necessarily going to be applicable. But going back to that 85% rule that I just mentioned moments ago, it's going to help us create the pause for many of us to reconsider and just kind of refocus our nutrition and our options. So this way, you can even say like recalibrate how we perceive our food. And that's the exercise that's really important. So while my final point was it's going to get us a little bit more closer to the natural state of food, the way food's supposed to be.
Halfway there.
That's what I think that we should be striving for. As you are what you eat, depending on what kind of pesticides are found on food or different ways that food might be grown, these are things that I always am trying to consider when I'm consuming things. I don't have it down perfectly, but again, 85% goes a long way.
Yeah. I say it a lot that like, I mostly joke around, but like sometimes it's like, how is something to me like organic, like what makes it organic? You know, like why am I going to pay extra for this just because it says organic? And like, it's tough with like nutrition because it's something that like you don't automatically feel right away. Like you don't get a automatic like, boom, I feel a difference. Like I'm buying organic from now on. It's going to be over time. So like could be something that you try for a while and you feel a little bit of a difference. And honestly, like with nutrition, the thing that I've noticed is that it's not very big changes that you feel. It's like these small things that like you notice throughout the day of like, all right, I'm eating better. And like, I'm not as tired as I was last week at this time. Or like, I've drank enough water today and like I've had vegetables at every meal and like I'm feeling a little bit better. I feel a little bit stronger when I work out. So there's just little things that like pop up when you're focusing on
it. Yeah. And one more thing, and it's a little bit silly, but just that stupid freaking label, man. Mm-hmm. Just seeing USDA organic, like that in and of itself shows me that this company has gone through the steps of getting that seal. So that says something about the integrity of their product. Now I know there are loopholes and there are always people that are trying to finagle things, but still, they've made the effort to get the certification. That says something about what they're willing to do to back up their product. So that's a huge thing for me, because that doesn't come easy. That's a difficult process to acquire.
Yeah, I never thought about that as a thing. So I guess that does make sense.
Yeah, just default there. I'm like, well, they've made some sort of effort to ensure that there's quality behind their product.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have a question? Or you want me to go into another one?
Go into another, yeah.
All right. I guess we kind of talked about this, but like, how does the average person make sure that their quality is on par? Like, what is essentially good quality?
That is such an interesting question, because I think that there's been so much in the media that has us misperceiving what quality actually is. And that's why I constantly fall back, because we need something broad that has a little bit greater of a scope that will land and be and resonate with more folks. When we say that quality is a low carb diet, like, that ain't it. Like, that's not right. When you're saying that quality is the Atkins diet, or thinking paleo, you know, what's the other one now?
Keto,
you know, that really doesn't mean quality. Keto. You know, it can be, right? It can be, like, it might be a little bit more contrived of a way to navigate your nutrition. And that's all right. I mean, man has been doing that since the dawn of civilization, depending on what's around. But the thing is that if you're consuming keto, and, you know, my experience in keto is limited, so let me preface with that. But you can get those fats from anywhere. You know, it could be all fats from bacon and red meat. And, you know, I just don't know if I can really get down with that in terms of the long term, finding something that's sustainable and healthy for the future. So just broadly speaking, my approach to nutrition, what I think that people should be considering is, do we have that balance between good whole foods?
Yeah. I mean, there's, to me, it's just the making sure that whatever it is that you're eating is like, add, like, quality to me is like adding color to your diet, making sure that there's different things you're eating that are colorful, orange.
Food color.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
No.
And, like, just making sure that you're adding in at every meal, like, just adding something in. Like, I've tried to do my best to add, like, a bag of something throughout my day instead of just eating, like, yogurt and granola is what I eat a lot. So, it's like, just with that, I try to add, like, a bag of carrots or a bag of celery or something that's, like, easy. And I think a lot of people overthink, like, what quality actually is. They just kind of like freak out. They're like you just said, they like, well, it's not like there's carbs in this, so like it must not be quality, or like there's fat in this, so that's not quality. And a lot of people, the diets are what they are because people put themselves in like such low quality foods, so like they look for a short-term solution to lose weight.
Yeah.
And if they just worried about the quality of their foods over a long period of time, then like they wouldn't need to try these diets to like lose an excessive amount of weight over time. Yeah. But they just kind of eat to eat, or they eat for like deeper reasons, like psychological reasons, or just things that like foods to kind of like their safe space, so they just go to it. But like in terms of a diet and what you should actually use a diet for, and an everyday diet should look like high quality foods. And then if you are training for something, then you can kind of think about where do I go from here? Or where do I stand from here? What do I add from here? What do I take away from here? And depending on what your goal is. But other than that, like, really the only thing you should kind of think about first off is just, what am I putting in my body? So my last question was, I talked about this a little bit at the beginning, but how does quality affect the other aspects of nutrition and fitness?
Well, I think in general, you're going to see better performance all the way around. We had, in this conversation, brought up that you are what you eat. So, you know, going to an extreme, I think that many of us have seen the documentary Super Size Me, and if not, probably heard of it.
I remember the first time I saw that, I was in high school.
You know, so, like, I don't remember the guy's name now, but, you know, consuming McDonald's every meal for 30 days and thinking about what, like, the end result of that was, you know, that is a very good depiction of you being what you are, like, you are what you eat. So, you flip that and think about consuming things in more of their natural state with no preservatives, and you're sourcing them locally as per the time of year and things of that nature. you will perform better, you know, and your body and all its byproducts, they're a byproduct of performance, of the chemical reactions that are taking place in your body that are governed by hormones that are all influenced by what you eat, when you eat, and how often you eat. So just thinking about those sorts of things, that's what I would be thinking, is performance in terms of, you know, it could be how much weight I've lifted. It could be performance in terms of my energy throughout the day. Performance in terms of, what's my hair look like? What's my skin look like? Things like that. Overall, what we might call health.
Yeah, I think food companies do a great job of making you feel like you have to, like, be an athlete to eat a certain way, I think. And they, like, when you say perform, most people are going to think of, like, athletics. But, like, performing is literally, like, at work, at school, at things like just everyday life,
and walking up a flight of steps.
Yeah, like that's performing an act of whatever, like you're doing something. So like
physical tasks.
So like they don't put two and two together. They think, all right, I'm not performing. I'm not an athlete. So like, what do I have to worry about this for? Or like they feel bad about it because they're not a certain way, and then they don't eat healthy, or they eat shitty foods for a while, and then they just let it affect them. But like if everyone realizes that. Quality is hard sometimes, because like you don't, like Derek said at the beginning, it depends on how much money you're willing to dedicate. But like even the stuff that there's better options for everything most of the time. So like even small upgrades in quality, it doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm eating chips every day, so I'm gonna go to whatever, like celery every single day. There's steps in between that you can take to like
start with organic chips.
Yeah, organic. Honestly, like just start with something that's like a less sodium chip or like a less fat chip, something like that. That's going to put you in that mindset of like, all right, like, and when we talked about this topic before, one of the single most important things about nutrition, my first thing I said before I decided on quality was sustainability. So like, if you can find a way to sustain what you're doing and not have to like revert back to where you're going. And that's another thing with diets, and another reason the quality of food is so important. And why I ended up picking it was because, like, if you can't sustain what you're doing, then you're going to revert back, and then the progress is just, it's going to get in your head, or you're just going to miss out on what you could have been doing. But if you take the smaller steps, so instead of the regular Lay's potato chips, you get organic, less fat Lay's potato chips. Like, it's a step in the right direction. I mean, it's not obviously the greatest decision, but like, it's a step in the right direction. Then from that, it's like, all right, well, if I can do this, then I can get rid of potato chips altogether, and I can add in, I don't know, like Tostitos. Like I think they're a little bit better. I don't know, but like, then from Tostitos you go to a certain type of like vegetable, and then a vegetable you go to a main vegetable every day, and like just slowly adding stuff in is gonna be what helps you over the long term. Because people think of everything in very short term aspects, especially with diets, because most people that are selling you diet plans are within weeks or 3 months or like 6 weeks shortcut to abs. So like it's put in the mindset that like, if I do a diet, it's got to be short term. But like, you should be thinking of your everyday diet as the most sustainable and like for the rest of your life. Like, how am I going to be able to eat? Where can I afford it? And how can I make sure that every day it's not an issue in getting what I need to get in? So
So one other thing that I want to touch upon real quick is just to bring into context, when we're talking about quality as the single most important aspect of nutrition, a couple of other aspects of nutrition that others might prioritize. So something that's thrown around a lot is macros and balancing out your macros, high fat or low carb, and then counting calories would be some of the bigger ones. So I know that you're familiar with them. Have you had any personal experience with those?
Yeah, I mean, I've counted macros. I don't really, like, specifically count macros. I pay attention to them here and there when, like, on certain days. And then, what was the other one?
So, macros, high fat or low carb.
Yeah, I've tried counting calories. Low carb I've talked about before, I've done. I didn't really like it. And then, like, high fat, I've never...
You're kind of counting calories right now a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I'm paying attention to it, but, like, I'm also paying attention more to, like, cleaning up a couple of things on like the quality end of things. Like, I pay attention to the amount I'm eating in a day, but if like, sometimes here and there I eat things that are just like I can't really like track, I don't know, like they're homemade or like I eat a certain amount of it. But like most important thing is I'm worried about is that it's like a good quality meat or it's a good quality fruit or something or vegetable. And I'm adding that in. And then from there, I'm like, all right, well, I ate this much of it. Like then I'll go into macros and I'll be like, all right, like I'm going to see how much this was or give myself a certain idea. And most of the things I eat, I know from like just experience of putting it in there, what it, I'm kind of around eating wise. But I just make sure that the quality is good so that when I do, like right now, when I am transitioning to more macros, then it's going to be a lot easier because I know that my quality of food is a lot better. So,
yeah, cool. I would say that if, you know, on my end, if there was one thing, one call to action that I would put out there, I'd say take something in your nutrition that you know you could make a little bit better and just choose an organic, whatever it is, just choose an organic version of it.
Yeah. Do it. Small changes, big results. We're leaving. We got to go somewhere. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.